Hello, my name is Margot McGank, and I'm the author and illustrator of Speck, an Itty Bitty Epic, a book I'd like to share with you today. So, the book Speck, an Itty Bitty Epic, follows a teeny tiny speck born into the vast blue of the ocean, and he's one of thousands of siblings. Each speck must find where they want to land. For this speck is the larva of a barnacle, and once they find their place to land, they have to stay there forever. That would be a hard decision to make, but the speck finds just the right solution in the end. So when I first wrote this book, it was about the experience of moving around a lot as a child and what it feels like to not know where you belong until you find just the right place. When I was young, my family and I moved around every couple of years, and it did feel very much like an unmoored upbringing. I never knew who I was going to meet or what it was going to be like in the next location. But as I wrote this book, I realized it was much bigger than a story about moving. It was a story about finding one's way through a journey of all sorts of kinds. So, we could be talking about a physical journey like moving someplace, but we could also be talking about a metaphorical journey like the journey of finding oneself or figuring out who you are or finding your way through a difficult time. There's so many people in this world. And sometimes it's really easy to get lost in feelings of smallness or insignificantness. But everyone deserves to find where or how they fit in the world. And that's what Speck is really about. So I wanted to talk a little bit about my favorite spread in the book. My favorite spread is the one that reads, "They sweep past creatures who cling to rocks, past flickering fins and flashing scales." And I had to show a few elements here. If you pay attention to those words, I had to show who they is, which is we're talking about the specks, all the thousands of specks sweeping through the ocean. So I had to draw a bunch of specks in the water, and I had to show what creatures were clinging to rocks. And what creatures had flickering fins and flashing scales? So, the creatures clinging to rocks, I chose to draw a crab and some scallops and other crustacean creatures and a limpet and a starfish. Oh, and a snail. And all these creatures are noticing the thousands of specks that are swirling in the waters above them. And I used acrylic paint to paint everything. And then over top of that, I used colored pencils. And the kind of colored pencils I use are just all sorts of different kinds. You've probably used the same ones, the same kind I use, nothing fancy. And then the other creatures that I had to draw were the flickering fins and flashing scales. And those are little sardines, tiny little fish that swim together in a big school. And I used colored pencils again to draw their flashing scales. And now I'd like to read aloud from Speck. Deep in a tide pool, too small to see, countless tiny specks go forth. They sweep past creatures who cling to rocks, past flickering fins and flashing scales. Tossed by waves, carried by currents, each speck searching for a place to stay and grow. Some find what they're looking for, some do not. And some continue their brave search together.